sisters are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home. We have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Today is episode 12, Decorating Books We Love and How to Use Them. And I know we all have tons and tons of decorating books cluttering our bookshelves and on the floor next to our favorite chair. And today we're going to talk about the ones that we love. Are you ready, girls?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me?
I do want to start off with a little story. And this was decades ago. My children were just babies. And the very first decorating book that I remember getting was Martha Stewart's book called Gardening Month by Month. And I loved this book. And this is when I was into, you know, I had a big garden in my backyard and was growing tons of vegetables. And I got into this raised French beds and all of these things. So Martha Stewart was doing a presentation about a couple hours from where I lived. And I wasn't really good at leaving my babies because I had two little kids, sort of very close. My husband convinced me I'll be fine with them. And so off my mom and I went, and I took my gardening month by month, and we had a lovely, then it was a slideshow series.
Oh.
So we saw, I mean, I'm telling you, this is when my kids were really tiny. We saw a slideshow series. It was awesome. I mean, it was packed with women, and I had my gardening book with me, and it was so awesome. And we had a lunch, and then she was signing books. So I stood in this like ridiculously long line, and I was like one of the last people before she had to leave to catch her plane. And like my palms were sweaty and I was a little shaky. I was so starstruck. And I put the book down and I said, "You have influenced me so much." You know, with this little meek voice. And that was my very first experience with the decorating book. And I still love it. I still use it. It's all just like all torn apart and, you know, very, very well loved. But I know that we now have, I have dozens and dozens of decorating books, old and new, that I just love. How about you? Who wants to start off?
I need
off
to know, was
first?
Martha nice or not nice?
Yeah, she was nice. She was nice to me. I mean, you know, she had a big line
nice
of people.
You,
so by the time I got there, I was just another one in the long line of people. But she smiled and wrote something very lovely. And
okay.
I went on my way hugging my book so happy, you know.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. So well, let's talk about maybe some newer decorating books now.
Well, my favorite has been out for a couple of years. One of my favorites is Patina Style by Brooke and Steve Gianetti.
And, yes.
It was really a big influence on me in my style. And her study, I guess it's her study. There's a picture of a desk with a hutch behind it. You've probably seen it with the white books and some, I don't know, dried flowers on the top. And I found that picture on Pinterest and I stared at that for hours and hours, breaking apart every little element and, you know, kind of figuring out how can I create something like that of beauty that's my own, but kind of, you know, similar in style in my own home because we were building the house that we live in now. So she certainly was a huge influence on me, and it just the book has all these beautiful, incredible, as the name might imply, patina. The book is full of beautiful pieces of furniture with an incredible patina, layers of paint worn away by time, a lot of old finishes, and I think this is something for you to look at if you're going to be distressing furniture. You really want to look at, it's kind of like what Yvonne said about if you're learning to paint, you start with copying the old masters. If you're wanting to distress a piece of furniture, you really need to know what an antique piece of furniture looks like for real, because some of the distressing I see is really not realistic looking. It looks like it's been faked.
TJ Maxx distressing.
Yes.
I like to think of it.
Although we love TJ Maxx.
Yeah. We do love TJ Maxx, but they're not selling real antiques, right? So, you know.
That's right.
So that's what I loved about this book is that it had real old patinas. So when I can look at that and say, if I can create a finish that looks like that, then it looks like the real deal. And that's one of the things I love the most about it.
Now, Anita, I don't have that book, Patina Style. Is that based on their home in Santa Monica?
Well, it was before they built the Patina Farm.
Which was a segue into my book.
Oh, yes, tell me.
Well, I also love Brooke and Steve Giannetti. From a distance, I would like to love them up close. They don't live too far away from me, but they did. Steve is a renowned architect, and Brooke being an interior designer, and they have brought their forces together. And they,
what a combination!
I know, it's beautiful, and they have not only Patina Style, which Anita has and has enjoyed. They also have Patina Farm, which is a book that came out not too long ago.
Yes.
And this is about a home in Ojai that they created.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what I love about their style overall is that it's very authentic. They love to use old pieces, obviously with patina, but statement pieces. But what they bring in so many natural elements. And when they were creating this home, they took into account the placement on the piece of property, where the trees were that they wanted to preserve, and with the way the light would come in, and it just, using those elements, just makes the home absolutely spectacular.
It's an amazing piece of property.
Oh, yes. And I know next time I'm in Ojai, you know, I will be driving back and forth and front, because they have sort of a rendering of it, and you can
like
see.
Like back and forth over the in front of the house on the road?
Yeah, that's where I will be. We call that
stalking.
Now.
Okay.
I like to call it admiring.
Okay.
Well, you know, Kelly.
I want to meet their little donkeys.
The fall issue of Country French Magazine from 2016.
I know this.
Yes, featured the Giannettis and myself and Annie Sloan as their favorite style maker. So I was in the same magazine with them.
Absolutely,
in very good company.
Yes, you're not rubbing shoulders; you're rubbing pages together. So I think that, you know, just knowing that, and the way I know you, I'm one step closer to knowing them today. I'm like Kevin Bacon. I'm like, you know,
six degrees.
We've narrowed it. It's now like I'm like 4 degrees.
Yeah, I'm not sure our pages are rubbing, but they're in the same magazine.
Well, the book is fabulous. I would suggest it to anyone. I think that even if you don't want to have their style per se, learning how they created their home is something that you can translate into any type of decor. It's very it's very rustic. It's very clean and sort of California. The inside meets the outside, and
very
it's
European,
all
I would
flows.
Say.
Yes,
it is
definitely
European looking. Absolutely,
you know, lots of European influences. In fact, his family has some sort of. They do sort of carvings and moldings and plaster works. I think that's what his family had done. So they have pieces of that all over the place. So obviously they're sort of entrenched in this handmade earthen type look. And it carries through to everything that's going on in this house. I just love it. I have a kind of a little funny story. I got the book because I picked it out for myself for Christmas, and I sent my husband the Amazon link and told him to buy it for me.
Who hasn't done that, right?
My kind of girl.
Yeah, you know, if you can have it done for you, get to make it happen.
Do you girls want to mention Brooke's blog?
Oh, yes. She has a blog called Velvet and Linen, and again, it's beautiful, and it's... I think now, for the most part, about the Patina Farm, because they've left Santa Monica and they moved there and they live there full time. So it is stunning, and I, you know, definitely one you might want to go check out and subscribe to. And she doesn't blog that much, but you know, when I see something in my inbox, I get really excited to have a look.
It's beautiful. I have a one of my new favorites. It's by another blogger, Liz Forrest, who has Love Grows Wild. That's the blog. And the name of her book is A Touch of Farmhouse Charm.
I've seen that around, and it looks really great. I think I should pick it up.
It's a beautiful book. It's a soft cover book, and I love this. There's something about the size of it. It's like 8 inches wide, and it's a little, and it's not quite as long. And it's just I just love the feel of this book. Very beautifully written, and she goes through her house, which is stunning, stunning, stunning. Very light, very fresh, very sort of a modern take on a farmhouse, but lots and lots and lots of chippy charm. And she also gives you very easy DIY projects that are very farm influenced.
It's
a beautiful book. She has her family in there, which is so sweet, and she goes through all of her house. So it's a charming book, and there's lots and lots and lots of easy DIYs. So that's a new favorite of mine. It inspires me because I just love the way the pictures were taken. They're just taken so beautiful. Yeah, they're just light and airy, and they just look so pretty. So gives me a lot to think about and think about, oh, how could I use this in my house? So I really do like this book, so I highly recommend it.
I think that's fun with a book where it's actually giving you something to create or a tutorial rather than just looking at the pictures and getting the style. I think Patina Farm has a little bit of both because they give you a lot of detailed information about how they laid it all out. But of course, you know, not everybody's just going to go scoop up, you know, 5 acres somewhere out a farm.
Exactly. And I love this because totally different style from Patina Farm, but just as beautiful. And and I just love her use of light colors and whites and how she mixes that in with such a beautiful patina. It's a really nice read, and also it's a book you can use as a reference book, a DIY book. These would make lovely things for your house or great gifts. So it's a really fun book.
Okay. Well, and I agree. I mean, there's so many different ways you can use home decor books, and there's so many different types. So
Using them as risers and covering them in burlap.
I hope my book is not covered in burlap.
Your book, well, we have to talk about it eventually, I have two copies. One's sitting on my family room coffee table, and one is up in my guest room, rooms. So it's well loved and well used.
Oh, good. Okay, that's
But I would never cover your book with burlap.
Oh, thank you. No. Just be covering somebody else's with.
I don't cover any of my decor books.
Or paint them white. Yes.
I haven't done the covering the books thing. Or did Restoration Hardware start there putting the books backwards? Like, yes. I don't get that.
Okay, I like that.
I get it from a stylist perspective. Yeah, but I guess I'm too much of a book person. Like, duh, how do you know which book is which book?
Well, you don't do that with books you're actually reading. I mean, we inherited...
books. My decor books and cookbooks are sacred.
I just kind of think it's a little silly. I love that. I love you, Yvonne.
I
don't know. So,
listen, I just got reprimanded on my blog today for covering books. But, you know, and I just said, well, everybody has different tastes. And usually if we have an old book laying around, they think, we can still read them.
Of course. Well, yeah, we inherited the entire library of my father-in-law.
I knew it was going to be your in-laws.
What were we going to say, Yvonne? From the mother-in-law.
My father-in-law was the dean of a seminary. So he has an entire collection. I mean, and they're amazing books. And we almost...
Ooh, I would love to get my hands on those books.
We almost sold them to a theological library. And I've got to tell you, when I... they ended up saying, well, some of these are repeats. And, you know, I kind of just went down and kissed the box when they kind of turned them down because I realized what I'd almost done. And it was my husband that said, let's, you know, sell them. But I was so happy when I was loading them back in my car. He said, do you want to donate them? And I was just like, I will be there in 5 minutes to get them. And I'm so happy we kept them. It's like a piece of my father-in-law whom I love dearly. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm really glad we have them. But some of them are turned around backwards because I'm not going to read some of them because they're in all these different languages. So.
I understand. I do understand
that.
That's
okay. I'm cool with that. I just, you know, it's just not my thing, but I think it looks great. Yeah. And books are smaller than a piano, so you can keep them.
This is true.
You'd
have to get that. You'd have to have listened to a previous podcast to get that one. It's sort of an inside podcast joke.
No, that was the episode on 9 Things to Do. To improve your home, if you want to go back and listen to that one.
But it's no mystery. If your mother-in-law leaves you a piano and you don't play it,
Yeah.
You well, decor
books. Let's go back to decor books.
Yes.
I just read all my books, like my pleasure reading books, on my, I've got one of the big iPhone 6s, you know, they're like half of a tablet size, you know. And so I read everything for pleasure reading on my iPhone, so I'm not buying those books anymore. But I buy decorating books because I want to, I mark them up, like I underline things and write little notes, and those are just, you know, precious to me. So yeah. I don't, so I only have like old books that I'm going to cover, paint, or turn backwards, but my decorating books and my cookbooks, they stay like they are.
Right.
Does anybody have another book?
Yes, that's what I was going to get to, is my favorite, one of my favorite books is Charles Faudry's Country French Legacy.
Oh, yes.
And what I wanted to say is some of these books do have a lot of how-to information, and some of them are really just kind of inspirational pictures. And I think this is one of those books that's inspirational pictures, but I still think the books that don't tell you how to, most decorating books, I do not think tell you how to. They're mainly inspirational, but they're still very valuable, I think. Mm. And the thing I like about Charles Faudry is he's really kind of the father of country French design in the United States. And he actually was in Tulsa, which was kind of not the place people thought of as being the, you know, the mecca of
absolutely
of interior design of country French. But
yes. And you being the mother of country French.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my!
What I loved about him is I saw his dressing room, and he had leopard monogram slippers.
Yes, yes, I saw the same exact.
And I just instantly fell in love with him.
I know. How can you not love someone like that?
A man who. It wears leopard monogram slippers.
I know.
I mean, Bobby's awesome, but I don't think he'd ever do that.
No. And this book was published posthumously. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I believe you did.
Posthumously.
Yeah. Okay, so after he passed away.
Yes.
So the legacy. This one is really a compilation of all of his work throughout his lifetime, and so this is the one I recommend that you get. Rather than one of his other ones, because it's got a little bit of everything, including the mountain house that he designed, which I'm working on a mountain house right now, so I am referencing that quite heavily.
Goodness, I can't wait to see that when it's done or even
Me too. Well, what's this going to look like?
So Kelly, how about you? Do you have another one for us?
Well, I just wanted to say something else
about
this book, and that is that it is very heavy in the... It's heavily done. Designs have styles have changed since he wrote it. So you may look at it and say it's too much because it was he layered. It's layer upon layer upon layer.
Yes.
Upon layer. Detail. But what I want to say is, if you are interested in country French design, this is a great book for you because you can pull out. He does not have anything reproduction. It's all the original everything. So if you're wanting to add this style to your house. This is a great book, but just look at it and just kind of do what Yvonne recommended in a previous episode and look at all of his style elements, the textures he used, the colors, the forms, everything in there, and just kind of pull apart the pieces and just kind of see how can you incorporate small bits of what he did into your home.
Mm. Yeah, that's a beautiful book. Kelly, how about you?
I have always enjoyed Catherine Ireland. So Catherine M. Ireland, not to be confused with the model, and she does some lamps, but the real designer, Catherine M. Ireland. And one of my favorite books of hers is Creating a Home. And she found this very dilapidated Mediterranean home that really needed lots and lots of help. And so I kind of, you know, felt a kinship with her because of what I did here with our house or what I'm in the midst of doing. And it's a wonderful book. She enjoys a lot of color. And I think in this home, she has utilized color in pops, and still there's a lot of neutral in the major parts of the house. The house is all white, and
it's a gorgeous home. I've seen it. I think
it is a beautiful home. Some of you probably have seen it. I think it was photographed a lot.
Yes, it's been in magazines.
I don't know if she still has it, but she has a home in France too, and this one is in again California. And I'm not all about California, but it just happens to be the two books that I wanted to talk about today are based on homes that are in Ojai, California.
We'll forgive you that.
Yeah. Well, I have to bring a little of the other side of the country. And she goes through in great particularity, you know, each of the aspects of the house, from the inspiration, but there are chapters on hardware, there's chapters on tile. So, you know, it's pretty specific in a way, but again, I think you can translate it into almost any decor. If you just kind of close your eyes and read the words, you could put in any type of decor, because she gives you a lot of great design tips and
kind of
ways
like this,
to think about a room.
Kind of like this podcast, Kelly, wouldn't you agree? Because what we say here really is something that applies to so many different design styles.
Sure. I definitely agree. I think that, you know, we're talking not in sweeping generalities, but we're giving you jumping points where, you know, and you can take what you have in your house and translate it using some of the tips that we have given you.
And you know what I like about our picks? They're all very different.
Yeah, except for our books. A little crossover with the Giannettis, but we can't help
that. Yeah, other than that, but the others have been very different.
You can't get enough of that, in my opinion.
Anita, do you have another book?
Well, this is, it's two, but it's Annie Sloan, and the thing I like about her books is that they are very how-to, hands-on, this is how you do it.
Yep, and I have every single one, and you're right about that.
Yeah, so I have the quick and easy paint transformations and the color recipes for painted furniture. We'll put all these in the show notes so you don't have to remember the titles, but great instructions there and beautiful looks, so I think they're well worth getting her books. And when you go on Amazon, you can see she has quite a few, and you can pick the one that kind of works for you the best.
Very nicely written, lots of instructions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful photos.
One that I'm really, really crushing on right now is a book by Emily Henderson. She's another blogger. Secrets of
From
Style.
From California. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now don't make me come up with a bunch of Texans
LA.
Here.
But it's called Styled, and the subtitle is Secret of Arranging Rooms. And I tend to buy books by bloggers. I just think it's nice to have, you know,
well, it's fun,
a book by
especially
a,
if you know the person.
Blogger. Like I know it. Yes, we know another one we're going to talk about in a minute. But Emily, I'm thrilled with this book. It is such a book of substance. And she talks about, she gives you a style quiz, which, you know, we all love style quizzes.
Yes.
And then she breaks it down because she says how important it is to know your style. And then she talks about, you know, decorating costs you tons of money and take so long to actually decorate something. But styling can be a real quick fix and really change the look of your room if you just know how to do vignettes, style pillows, style this, style that, style the other. And she's one that gives you tons of how-tos, things to think about, ways to do things.
So when she says styling, then it's not just flowers, adding some flowers.
No, it's house styling. Mm-hmm. And ways to hone details. I just really love, and you can read and relate to what she's talking about. She does this like four vignettes to drool over. I just really enjoy everything she does. And she does them in a variety of style. Her style is very different from mine, but I can certainly get a lot from it. So I highly recommend that. And her blog is Emily Henderson, and we'll have that on the show notes as well. But, you know, we can't leave here without talking about our very favorite book and favorite author.
What's that?
Anita
and
Joyce.
Kelly, we know who that is.
It's Anita Joyce.
It is
Jackson.
Anita.
Yay.
You want to talk about that a little? I know that's on your list as well as mine.
Well, honestly, you guys, and when I say you guys, I mean everybody listening, Anita's book is awesome. So this is not just, you know, praising in the family or, you know, patting her on the back because she's one of my BFFs. It's because it's a really, really great book. I French Accents. And I had the pleasure of reviewing the book when it first came out.
You both did.
And I knew Anita then, but I didn't know her like I know her now. And I'm, I'm peeling her onion and I'm getting to know her more and more. As you guys are getting to know us too, but I obviously don't sit down enough because it is a big deal to me in my mind when I sit down. So I'm here I go again. I made a plan to go sit down and I was going to read Anita's book.
It's bad when you have to make a plan to sit down, Kelly.
I always have to make a plan to sit down. Okay, there is something wrong there. So anyway, I made a plan to sit down. It was kind of that late afternoon. Nobody needed me. I remember it was our former house. I sat out on the chaise lounge. I was like, wow, this chaise lounge is comfy. No wonder other people sit here. And I had her book, and I think I had some iced tea, and it was, you know, the sun was still out, and I was reading. I was like, I'll read a couple of chapters, and I'm going to go in and make dinner. Well, Peter's shouting out the back door, are we ever going to eat? You know, it's dark and I hear the little crickety things, you know, and it's like I'm squinting because I'm reading the last little bits of Anita's book.
You know a book is good if you're sitting out in the dark reading it.
I know, and I was sticking post-its all over it because I wanted to go back. It's a great book, and I recommend it to anyone, whether you like French style or you don't like French style. There's so much decorating information and there are tangible advice. It's well written and the pictures are gorgeous, and Anita's such a great gal. So
I'm thinking, what can I add to this? Because I got the PDF form and she said, Yvonne, would you give me a write-up for the back of the book? And I said, yeah, sure, I will. Let me read it. So she gave me the PDF and I'm reading this and I'm thinking, this girl can write.
I'm
thinking, wow. I mean, it just was so beautifully written. It's a very transporting book. You really feel like you're transported into this whole world of French and French decor. But it's very attainable, and she writes it so it's attainable. And then, of course, her pictures. Who can beat her pictures? So I was so honored that she asked me, because I could actually say and very honestly say, you know, everybody should get this book because this is just such a beautiful, if you love decorating, you'll love this book. So we highly recommend it here, not because she's one of ours, but because it truly is a very good book.
Oh, well, you're both so wonderful.
Oh, we could go on and on. We could do a whole podcast about this.
Oh, well, which reminds me of something that I'm, two books that I'm extremely excited about that are coming up. So.
I gotta go.
Would that be our books?
Something.
So, would that be our books?
Kelly, I hear that you got a book deal.
Yeah, she did. I'm very excited about it. Kelly, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can only tell you a little bit because I've only written a little bit. Yeah, it's going to come out pretty soon, so I need to really go now.
Yeah, I understand.
But we're going to try to get it out in time for Mother's Day because I think it might be a nice gift.
This Mother's Day?
Yes.
Oh, see, what you don't know is that I had to make Kelly talk about her book.
Well, Anita's she's a very smart lady, and she gives me lots of good advice on all sorts of things. And my personality, and I think probably Yvonne's and Anita's personality is more to say, not to say anything like, I'm writing a book, oh yeah, and then everybody's like, oh, you know, where's your book? And you're like, oh, well, I'm still writing my book. You know, if I'm going to write a book, then I want to be like, oh, you want to see it? Okay, here it is,
I talked about it, and I've had so many things happen that it keeps being postponed.
Oh, okay, yeah. So just, you know, like anything, you know, oh, I'm going to do that. Well, I tend not to say things until after I've done it.
That's a good lesson to learn.
My dad taught me that early on. Like,
well, I think in life, that's good not to talk about what you're going to do. Show people what you did, but with this book that you're writing about floral design, I want people to know it's coming, and I'm very excited
about it. Well,
thank
you. You're such a good friend, and you're a smart business lady. You know, I should tell people so they're not like, oh yeah, what? You did a book? Yeah. So it's the working title is My Soulful Home, A Year in Flowers, and it's going to talk to you about floral design, the how-tos, the what not to, and how to keep your flowers
lasting a long time. That's so exciting. So exciting.
And then we're going to go through 12 different tutorials each month, and one that you can do along with me, or you can just read it to educate yourself on how to create florals in different containers and different flowers, and we'll learn a little bit about some different flowers, and I'm hoping it's really beautiful and that everybody enjoys the prose as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm working hard on it.
So
it sounds like it's
going to
be very practical, which I know it will be if you're writing it. It's not just going to be a beautiful read, but very practical advice on how you put these combine these flowers to make beautiful arrangements. So I'm very excited
about it.
And Yvonne.
Yes. The book that's
writing
taking
a book
forever.
Also.
Yes, I'm also writing a book. And it's called, the working title is The Little Things. And it's little things that you can do around your home to make your home beautiful.
Oh, I love.
And yeah, lots. It's going to be, I am such a tip person, so it's going to have tons of tips and ideas that you can practically use that are doable to make a beautiful home without like buying tons of new furniture and things like that.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'm so excited about that. And Yvonne, I feel like that's really your thing too, is what you bring to the table is how somebody can just incorporate some small elements to a room and give it a new life.
Well, you betcha there's a chapter on vignettes and pillows.
Well, I knew that.
Definitely.
Mantles, probably.
Well, yes, actually there is. And just little ways that you can do, little changes you can make, little ways you can do things. And I'm also incorporating in that book some easy home DIYs because I get asked all the time about my hooks, plate hooks. They're literally plates that have hooks on them that I keep my aprons on, and I'm going to be doing that for the book.
Oh, and when will yours be ready?
Well, TBA, to be announced, or TBD, to be determined. Yeah.
Yes.
I doubt it's going to be out by Christmas, but we're hoping. So
okay,
but
stay in tune because Yvonne's going to come here and tell us when it's going to be ready.
So that's exactly right.
This is where we're going to announce it first.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Talking about announcing books, we have an announcement about our book giveaway.
Yes. Thank you for that setup, Kelly.
Sure.
We had two.
I'm excited to tell the girls who won.
So we have two winners of my book, and I'm going to be sending it to them, assuming they send me their mailing address. But we've had a giveaway for people leaving reviews on iTunes. So we have two people that are our winners. We have three books we're giving away, and we already have two winners. Laura Lasky.
Woohoo, Laura!
Yay, Laura! Thank you!
Laura, thank you so much for your beautiful email.
Yes.
I know I let you know that in a responding email, but if you're listening today, thank you so much for the kind things you said and for listening and for your iTunes review. It means so much to us. And congratulations!
And just thank you to everybody who's left email messages on our email and phone messages and messages on all of our blogs
and
who has subscribed, rated, and reviewed us. Keep doing that. We appreciate that.
And the second voicemails are great too. Pam and Vicky and a few other ladies left us voicemails, and we just listened to them over and over again. Thank you.
I know. They were just so touching for me, and I hope we can find a way to play those on a future episode.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
I think we're coming up with one. Yep.
Right. Oh, so did I say who the second winner was?
No. We got so involved with the first one.
It's Lisa Hoyt. So,
yay, Lisa. Thank you.
Yay, Lisa. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I enjoyed your email, too.
So we'll be emailing both of you and getting your address so we can mail your books to you.
And can I just say, we have a few more books that we didn't cover.
Right.
So we'll leave those on the show notes as well.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yes, because we love books. So, well, it's...
And when you're stacking them, you need at least three, don't you think, please? And really, it's good if the spines kind of go together. So if you can...
That's how you buy your books?
Sometimes. Oh, not the ones I talked about today, but vintage books for sure. I'm all about the spine and the size.
Oh, this was so fun.
It was. And all these books that we talk about, we highly endorse, and we just love them dearly. And so we hope you'll love them too.
That's right. So remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.